Hey everybody, it's Grange Snell. Hi, hope everyone's doing well today. Yesterday I gave you guys a pretty in-depth story of my background and where I came from, and that was all pretty intense stuff. But since I've had some people just ask me, you know, how I went from wannabe footballer to wannabe rock star to, you know, designing brands and products and having a passion for entrepreneurship, and, you know, to be honest, you know, and it goes back to what I said yesterday, is when I was younger, I just wanted to be famous. I wanted to be a famous footballer, wanted to be a famous rock star. And I guess what that led on to was then me just wanting to be somebody special, me wanting to do something, make a difference for myself, my family's life, and other people's lives as well. And, you know, that's really what led me on to become an entrepreneur. You know, but I needed to go through a transformation in order to grow. And I think that, you know, the businesses that I've had, you know, when I owned my salons, in the hairbrush companies that, you know, I designed and developed, you know, it all led to a huge transformation. And we all go on a path in life, and that was my path. So, you know, like I say, people have been asking me about, you know, how I got into branding. I guess what it was is, you know, after being, you know, where I was and doing the things that I'd done, you know, I wanted to really focus on something, and branding was one of those things that I had a passion for. It you know, I was quite creative and I loved designing, and, you know, those things, they were close to my heart, and, you know, I truly loved them. So, you know, I came up with a comprehensive plan of what I was going to call the brand. And one of those brands, you know, I just got the name. I was stood in London one day, and this bus came past, and it had this big name on the side, and I remember going back and thinking, wow, if I just changed a couple of names, I've got something incredible, you know? And so basically I'd got this really cool name, which was all wrapped up in, you know, the name gave the brand. And then I went about sourcing the products, and, you know, that was really exciting. I loved every bit of that. And, you know, we brought over into the UK, you know, one of the first hairbrushes of its kind. I mean, it was incredible and really exciting. So, you know, then you know, I went on and designed and developed, you know, another brush, and you know, I got into patenting and trademarking, and, you know, I started to really get in depth of, you know, what it entailed to get a brand, you know, properly in the market and looking professional, but also having the kind of backbone of trademarking and patenting as well. So, yeah, like, you know, I designed this amazing product, and yeah, you know, we put them into the market. We made a lot of money. But I took my eye off the ball, and, you know, I just had a conflict. I had a conflict of interests about where I was going to go and what I was going to do. And, you know, before I knew it, we'd lost our money, and, you know, I was almost back to square one again, having built these brands up and made these incredible products and done all of this stuff. You know, this is years of planning, and, you know, they were great, but I took my eye off the ball, and, you know, what was I going to do? And so the next thing I did, you know, a couple of years later is, you know, I saw this course for selling on Amazon, and, you know, I decided to go for this because I felt that it was well suited to me, and I was very much suited to it. And so there I took the course, and because I love branding, I knew that if I had an audience, a captive audience, you know, I'd already got experience of designing brands and knowing that people loved my products. Well, I could just transfer that to different markets. And suddenly that became really exciting. So doing my Amazon course, I learned how to sell properly. I learned how to build a brand properly within Amazon and on that platform. And we launched a brand in the grocery and gourmet food sector of Amazon. And within 2 weeks, we sold out. And that was incredible. You know, it was proof to me that I knew what I was doing, that I could create brands that people wanted, and that they would go on to be successful. And so now, you know, we've had that conflict, and, you know, we've had all the achievements, and, you know, we went through that conflict, and then we've got that transformation. And that transformation in me and for my business is going to be key, is a huge deal. So you know, if I can be of inspiration to anybody, I think that would be a great thing. Yeah, all I say is just stick with it. You know, stick with what you know, stick with what you feel good at, what you're passionate about, and just go for it. That's the message from today. Just go for it. So look, I hope everyone has a great day, and I'll be back on tomorrow. And we'll start drilling down on some more things that I hope you'll find interesting. All right, speak to you soon. Bye.